USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming another governor to the White House. This time it's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, while speaking at the White House, DeSantis says that Florida's death rate has been lower than most of the experts predicted.
Orlando had 50 people hospitalized in that whole area for COVID-19. I mean, people were predicting there were going to be hundreds of thousands hospitalized in Florida by this time.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is allowing his stay-at-home order to expire on Thursday. He says it's time for Texans to get back to work.
You get back to business, allow everybody to sell their goods at 25%. We know that's not good enough, but if we can do this and prove that we can do it for 2 weeks, then we can take the next step and open up at 50% capacity. And if we can continue to contain the spread, we can open up all the way, making sure we put safety first.
USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
As the push for coronavirus testing continues, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is accusing China of sending low-quality and even counterfeit coronavirus antibody testing kits to the United States.
One of the things that's on my radar, though, that's really troublesome is there's a lot of these antibody tests coming in from China now that are low-quality, false readings and things like that. And we've got to be really careful.
The CEO of Waffle House says he's seeing a slight uptick in business at his restaurants that fully reopened in Georgia and Tennessee.
What I saw in the restaurants yesterday, I was in the restaurants all day and I was in them again this morning, is it's a little bit more traffic. People are still practicing social distancing. They're wearing masks. They're standing clear from one another.
Walt Elmer also tells NBC that they've cut down their restaurants to about half so people can feel safe dining in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food. And that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them. The original cars he drove, this car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
NASCAR is planning to resume its season with 2 Cup Series races at the Darlington Raceway, followed by 2 races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. According to a revised tentative schedule shared by NASCAR with team owners and executives on Monday and obtained by the sports website The Athletic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.